From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is planning an emergency meeting in Berlin Saturday of the Security Council to address the attacks in Munich Friday that are believed to have killed as many as 9 people. Police are still looking for at least 3 gunmen accused of what German media say police describe as an apparent terrorist attack at a Munich shopping center. Police are advising people to avoid public places and stay indoors. So far, there are no details on who was responsible for the shootings. U.S. President Barack Obama is pledging U.S. support for Germany.
There were shootings in Germany, and we don't yet know exactly what's happening there, but obviously our hearts go out to those who may have been injured. It's still an active situation, and Germany is one of our closest allies, so we are going to pledge all the support that they may need in dealing with these circumstances.
Meantime, the U.S. State Department is urging Americans to shelter in place in Munich while the department tries to account for U.S. citizens there. VOA national security correspondent Jeff Selden says terrorists have kept their sights on Germany.
Germany is part of the coalition to fight the Islamic State. It has been mentioned repeatedly in Islamic State propaganda. They've talked about Paris. They've talked about France as a whole. They've talked about Italy. They've talked about the United States. They've talked about England, but they've also talked about Germany. So within that context, it is a place that would be a ripe target.
Friday's attack comes a week after a 17-year-old Afghan refugee attacked passengers with an axe and knife on a train in Germany, wounding 4 people before police shot him dead. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for that attack. For the very latest on this developing story, stay with VOA. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama says the U.S. had no knowledge or involvement in last week's coup attempt in Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused a U.S.-based Muslim cleric, Fethullah Gulen, or his followers of being behind the failed bid to take over the Turkish government. Obama said Friday he told President Erdogan this week by phone the U.S. had no involvement in the government takeover attempt. Obama said that Turkey's request for the cleric's extradition from his home in exile in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania must go through the U.S. legal process. It would only be granted if Ankara can prove the cleric was behind the coup. Attention on the U.S. presidential race is shifting to the Democrats and the start of their convention next week in Philadelphia, and speculation over who the presumptive presidential nominee, Hillary Clinton, will select as her running mate. She will face Donald Trump, who accepted his party's nomination Thursday night. Trump tried to dismiss the impact of one of his one-time rivals for the Republican presidential nomination, Senator Ted Cruz, refusing to endorse him during his convention speech.
Just to finish with Ted, because I like Ted, he's fine. Again, I don't want his endorsement. If he gives it, I will not accept it, just so you understand. If he gives it, I will not accept it. Won't matter. Honestly, he should have done it, because nobody cares.
Trump has cast himself as the only candidate capable of making America safe. His rival, Hillary Clinton, expected to give her vision for the country when she accepts the Democratic Party's presidential nomination next week. A spokesman for the Anti-Islamic State Coalition says Syrians battling ISIS fighters in Manbij now have control of about half the city. Colonel Chris Garver said U.S.-backed Syrian Arab coalition fighters have control of the western half of Manbij, Syria, and continue to tighten their circle around the entire city. Unlike fights for the Iraqi cities of Fallujah and Ramadi, however, where Islamic State fighters fled as defeat appeared imminent, Garver said ISIS fighters are falling back and reinforcing their positions, making it tougher to get into the city center. The search for the Malaysian Air Flight MH370, which have disappeared more than 2 years ago, is coming to an end. The transport ministers of Malaysia, Australia, and China have agreed the three-nation hunt in the Indian Ocean for the missing plane will be suspended after the current search area is totally scoured. The decision was announced Friday in Malaysia after a meeting of the ministers. The Malaysian transport minister said if any credible information, new information emerges, a new search would be considered. For details on these stories and much more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.